I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and all day we've been following events in the Middle East. The latest news is that a truce to take place at midnight between Israel and Hamas was supposed to be announced at 2 p.m. East Coast time. Of course, that was a few minutes ago. Nothing's happened. But even after that report this morning leaked out, the violence spiked. Just minutes ago, the Israeli army announced its first military fatality in the nearly week-long rocket exchange with Palestinians in Gaza, a soldier killed in southern Israel. And Israeli missiles have been raining down on Gaza, destroying one Oxfam-supported kindergarten, damaging another. Oxfam says the children are safe. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has rushed to the region to hold high-level diplomatic talks. Kalev Ben-David is senior correspondent in Israel for Bloomberg News. Kalev, you know, we keep hearing that this announcement of some sort of truce is imminent. What are you hearing there?
Right. I mean, there have been some conflicting reports. There was an earlier announcement or a statement by Hamas officials that there might be probably an announcement at 9 p.m. local time in Cairo together with Islamic Jihad. Our correspondent in Cairo hasn't had any kind of official notification of that starting. There's another Hamas officials are being quoted as saying that they're not satisfied with responses they've gotten from Israel via the Egyptian mediators, but it's still quite possible we're looking at a midnight ceasefire. And it's also quite likely, certainly under that, there might not be any kind of official acknowledgement on the Israeli side, because Israel's official position is doesn't negotiate directly with Hamas. And what we're hearing from Israeli officials is they want at least 24 hours of quiet, meaning if the rockets stop from Gaza, Israel will stop its airstrikes at that time. And then it will have further discussions via Egypt and via Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who's arriving later this evening, close to midnight, to work out some kind of longer-range truce with Hamas and the other militant groups in the Gaza Strip.
And when you say midnight, that's your time. It would be 5 p.m. East Coast time here. And we were hearing earlier today that, you know, sort of what you said, that this truce might call for a calming as opposed to a resolution of the demands on either side. You'd think, especially with the escalation of the violence in the last hour, you would think that would have to happen. It doesn't seem possible that the demands of Hamas, that the blockade of Gaza be stopped, or the demands from the Israeli side that Hamas stop smuggling weapons. It does not seem like that could be resolved.
No. I mean, these are complicated issues. And even further, there's talk about trying to negotiate some kind of arrangement just on the border between Israel and Gaza. The fence there, there have been attacks there. There's apparently disagreement about whether attacks could continue against Israeli soldiers, that kind of thing. These are complex issues. Wouldn't be resolved. Again, Secretary of State Clinton arriving here close to midnight our time. She's going to meet with Prime Minister Netanyahu, then fly tomorrow to Cairo to meet with President Morsi in Egypt, and other Egyptian officials probably will carry messages back and forth. So that could be an extended procedure, at least of a couple of days. So really what we're looking at now, to start off, would be this sort of unofficial ceasefire that we've seen in the past over the last couple of years, where there is an announcement from Hamas, but Israel doesn't acknowledge that directly because they don't want to seem as negotiating with Hamas until it renounces terrorism officially and totally.
Right. And what pressures are Hamas facing? And I'm speaking specifically of, we've seen text messages flying all day. Some are from Islamic groups hinting that they would go along with a ceasefire. But can Hamas guarantee a ceasefire? It's one thing, you know, Israel has a standing army. But Hamas guarantee that ceasefire on its side?
Well, that's been a question that's been raised. I mean, Israel's position is, from what we've heard from Israeli officials, they're not asking for something 100%. They understand there might be the occasional rocket fired, especially from the groups linked to Al-Qaeda or the Salafists, the real extremist groups. But I think what precipitated this operation was a rise in rocket strikes, both from Islamic Jihad, which does speak with Hamas, and from Hamas itself, which was a change in position over the last year, where Hamas, their militant wing, started to fire rockets. So again, Israel looking at least for something that will bring some semblance of quiet to its communities in the south. They think that Hamas does have enough military force within the Gaza Strip to at least crack down on these groups.
That's Kalev Ben-David, senior correspondent in Israel for Bloomberg News. Again, we hear that there's an imminent announcement of some sort of truce of some kind to take place at midnight their time there in the region, 5 p.m. East Coast time here in the U.S. Khalid, thank you so much for helping us catch up on this story.
My pleasure.